T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap.
Oh, what a whirly gig we had this morning.
Yeah, Friday, November 9th. Oh, we're so delightful and charming. Let's talk about parents and driving the kids to school. Apparently, 4 out of 5 parents admit making this potentially fatal mistake while driving their kids to school.
All right, and what is it?
It's taking their eyes off the road because they're stressed out and distracted by the kids.
It's tough to try to swat somebody in the back seat with your eye on the road, Chris.
It is, especially when they're fighting or you're having to take a toy away or something like that.
That's exactly what they said. There was a new study that came out that said 1/3 of parents say driving with the kids to school is the most stressful part of the day. 1/4 of the drivers say that it's more stressful than buying a house.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, they say the common reasons for stressful mornings are due to the family's running late, arguments between the siblings, and being bored in traffic.
How bored is it when you're trying to hit your kids? I mean, come on.
But it's not just the parents. Apparently, 5% of kids say they feel anxious when they've been dropped off by mom or dad at school.
Okay.
Of 3/4 of the kids are yelled at during the car ride for being late, half of them being yelled at for forgetting their homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was stressful. I remember as a kid, like, having legitimate anxiety. If I didn't have a good car ride to school, the rest of my day was ruined.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, especially when, you know, mom or dad maybe had a disagreement in the morning and then they're driving into school. So it's kind of like you're in trouble. So let's see here. You knowing what your coworkers make, what their salary is, can actually be bad for you. But knowing what your manager makes
That's
actually
weird.
Makes you work harder.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, this was just involving about 2,000 employees, and it was a pay transparency study.
Right.
And what they did is they kind of inflated their boss's income by around 10%, just to kind of keep it mystified. Mm-hmm. And what they found was coworkers who knew this spent about 1.5% more hours in the office, 1.3 more emails, and sold a little bit more than 1% than they normally would. However, if you know what your peer is making, and they're paid 10% more than you, you would be spending about 9.5% fewer hours in the office, 4.3 fewer emails are sent, and about 7% less productivity overall.
That's
especially if there's a huge variation between the two. I think it really boils down to feeling valued.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if somebody's making 10,000 more than you and you're doing the same job for some reason or another, it's a little disheartening and deflating. And I think it gives you a lot less momentum to try as hard, which is unfortunate. But
yeah, and it is interesting that the millennial generation, just from this study I talked about, they have no problem telling people what they make.
Yeah, and it's funny you said that, because I was just having this conversation with my friend yesterday, and we were both like, why is everybody so uptight about it? Like, we're going to figure it out anyway, or we're going to speculate. You may as well just be transparent.
Yeah, well, I mean, Generation X is me. We never really talked about
our generation. It's like a taboo subject.
Yeah.
You never talk.
At least if I know, though, then that makes me feel like I have opportunity for growth. So if there's a person above me that has moved up the chain, then I know, then I see that there's something to reach for and to strive for.
I mean, that's the psychology behind working harder if you know the boss makes more money.
Right, exactly.
And maybe this is a good thing. Maybe this is opening up, you know, seeing how much companies are not paying employees. I mean, it might open a door if you'd be a little more transparent.
Yeah, especially this disparity between men and women doing the same job.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scandal.
So we found out today that Janie and I, being cat owners, have not been feeding our cats properly and probably have been feeding into Simon's famine and resistant drought and famine resistant body structure.
Right.
Hey, my cat looks just like the picture you posted on the KTK Facebook page.
Yeah, a little round.
This does make so much sense, though.
It does.
Cats get bored, right?
They do. And the American Association of Feline Practitioners actually put this out here. They said that even like an automatic feeder, or you know, sometimes when they hear the bag opening, they come running.
Right.
These are all the
can opener.
Yeah, those are all bad signs for cats. Because what happens is a cat, it's unnatural for them to be on a regimented time to eat. They say having 1 or 2 meals a day without consideration for the cat's actual energy requirements and at the same spot of the household can lead to boredom. And just like humans, you overeat when you're bored.
I mean, if you look at the way lions do it, first off, the males just sit there. The ladies do everything.
Uh-huh.
They go out, but they're out foraging, and that's what this is about. Cats naturally want to forage. They want to find food, not have it handed to
them. So that's exactly right. They say actually make it kind of a game. Get like a puzzle feeder,
right,
which actually will stimulate their mind in order to get the food out, and that'll kind of slow them down from eating. And then the other thing is actually having them, it's called cat foraging, is where you move their food dish. Mm-hmm.
See, that's my idea. I had a brilliant idea this morning, folks. You get a Roomba, room vacuum, and you put an automatic cat feeder on top of that, and they got to chase it around the room.
That's
and it's like
clever.
it's a mousy chase, and there's food at the end of it.
If you can put a laser pointer on it, then I think you'd be set.
Or just tie like a string with one of those mice that has little ball.
Yeah,
you come home and Simon would be exhausted.
He would be.
And then I bring home a date, and they're like, "Whoa, okay,
so
too
you're,
far.
You are the cat lady."
So yeah, they do say move the food dish around every once in a while, and then just kind of feed them at different times. It's you know, if they're running around and they're using exercise, well, that's probably when they want to eat. So,
That's also a good little recommendation for loving. Move the food dish.
Move the food dish. Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, science guide into making a great pizza at home. I think it's fun. I actually have really good memories of like pizza night with my aunts and my mother. And
really.
We would make pizza on like Friday nights. And it was good. I mean, mom made it.
It was more the thrill of making it yourself.
It was the thrill of making it. But let's be real honest. It's not really crunchy or crispy like your pizza should be.
Easy Bake Oven cookie's not that good. But you made it yourself.
That's right. The 2-hour... cookie made itself.
100-watt bulb.
So the scientists have come up with the perfect way for you to cook pizza at home to get that crust. They say that why it tastes so much better at a pizzeria is that the ovens get up to around 625 degrees. That's going to be impossible for your home, mainly because at heat is the metal inside your oven is a really good conductor of heat.
And usually
it's too good.
Yeah, pizza ovens have those oven bricks in there that kind of mellows out the heat.
Right. So that will happen. In essence, if you try and cook it at 625 degrees, you're going to get a piece of coal.
Right.
Probably a call from the fire department as well as the smoke alarm goes off. So what they recommend is baking a pie at 450 degrees.
All right.
For no more than 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer if you have some moisture accoutrement on the top.
Yeah.
And then for the last 30 minutes, you need a pizza peel. That's that stick that you hold it up.
The peeler is that giant spatula they use.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what you need. And then when about when the 2 minutes and 50 seconds is up, you want to put it under there and lift it up a little bit off the pizza stone or the wire rack so that the radiant heat can actually finish the cooking and do that for about 30 seconds.
It's actually hotter at the top of your oven. I've seen that in those brick oven pizzas. The guy will take the peeler. And right near the end, he'll kind of raise it up toward the top to get everything all melty. And then nice, delicious, crunchy, melty pizza.
So there you go.
Yeah.
The caffeine calculator. Now, there's a bunch of apps and websites that have been out, but they've been kind of convoluted. This one's very simple. And it's a website. It's called the Coffee Kick Calculator. And basically, it will give you kind of a curved guide to say when you're going to have the peak alertness from this caffeine. Because, what makes you alert is caffeine and sleep. And, of course, the two work. And they butt heads.
And everybody's body kind of metabolizes that differently. So this lets you know what your body's doing with the caffeine you're putting in it.
So links are up on our website. But basically, you enter the time you woke up, how long you slept, and you document the caffeine that you are consuming, like coffee, 12 ounces of coffee, maybe a soda or some tea or something like that. And it'll actually give you a little curve and say this is your alertness and when it will kind of taper down to where you can get to sleep. So if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know that if I have another cup of coffee and I've had two already, this may keep me up a little later than I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Or, it hits me and I actually can be alert for another hour and it will fade off, then I'm good.
Then you're good.
I'm actually working on a caffeine calculator called that's called Jittery.
Jittery.
Oh. So the numbers and letters move around. If you're too jittery to put in any information, then it tells you to back off the caffeine.
Yeah, then you should probably just not.
That's
drink
right.
Any more caffeine.
That's very true. And then Thanksgiving's coming up really close. The Keller butter sculptures are out. And you can basically get a stick of butter in the shape of a Tom Turkey.
So Keller is the manufacturer, K-E-L-L-E-R?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're out of Philly or somewhere.
Jenny, have you seen those?
No, I just love the fact that you can buy them off the shelf, like already pre-molded.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to pour it and mold it myself. So this way I can just throw it on the table.
Well, the thing is that they've been selling out. It's probably why you didn't see them. I know that they said this one said Walmart in particular had them. So.
Oh, I thought it said Walgreens. That's why I asked Janie.
Hey, Walgreens does have butter. Whether they have turkey molded butter, I don't know.
Well, and if you don't get in enough time for Thanksgiving, there is the Christmas tree shaped butter stick for Christmas.
Okay.
And then we have lambs and bunnies For Easter. Easter.
Okay, and I'm just telling you, this could get out of hand around Valentine's Day, if you know what I mean.
We do know what okay. I mean. So there's our show for today. What is it, Friday, November 9th? Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.